Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Thursday, March 7th. Your drive begins now on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of The Drive. Today's tournament day for the Thundering Herd, number 10 seed in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, facing off against the number 7 seed, Georgia State Panthers. We will have that game with our pregame coverage beginning at 7:30 tonight here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Also on 93.7, The Dog. So I'm looking forward to action tonight. Hopefully the Herd can get hot. This is what Dan D'Antoni's been pointing to all season long. Wait till tournament time. This is when the team will be ready. Get ready. It's happening tonight. So we'll find out if Marshall is ready and can make a run in the Sun Belt Tournament. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, the women will play on Friday. And let me remind you, we're going to have that game. That's coming up tomorrow. 12:15 is going to be airtime. Steve Cotton will have the call of that one. Marshall will be taking on App State on the women's bracket. We will have that game here. And we'll have the entirety of the women in the Sun Belt Tournament on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. So the Herd taking on App State. I like that matchup. I should be leery of it, but I like that matchup. That'll be a good, tough start for the Herd. Nothing easy there. And really, it doesn't get any easier for the Herd, because after that game, if Marshall should advance, the women would take on the winner of either Old Dominion or ULM. That should be a fun matchup. And Marshall has the potential to take on maybe James Madison or Troy in the championship game. Don't overlook Louisiana. So it's a tough bracket. I like the Herd's chances. Nothing is a done deal just yet, but we do have those games Friday, Sunday, and Monday. If Marshall advances, those will be the 3 days that we have the game, starting with tomorrow's game at 12:15 p.m. And, of course, if the men advance tonight, we'll have them the rest of the way also on the men's bracket. They will hopefully be able to get past James Madison, which is waiting for the Herd or for the Panthers as we speak. So it's going to be a fun tournament. We're also going to check in. Let me remind you, Luke Creasy from HD Media, good friend of the program, is in Pensacola, Florida. Made the trek, drove down. I guess it was cheaper than to fly him down. Save a little penny here or there. He drove down. So he's there now. He's had a chance to talk to Dan D'Antoni, to Kim Caldwell. He's going to come on the program in the next few minutes and talk to us a little bit about tonight's matchup and, of course, the Herd overall, the experience so far in Pensacola, Florida. Dan D'Antoni, just ready to go. Kim Caldwell, different attitude. I'm not saying that both coaches are opposites, but it's a business trip for Coach Caldwell. That's been the attitude. They're in it to win it. Dan's been of the mindset of, we'll see what happens. Totally different takes. We're in it to win it. We'll see what happens. I like in it to win it a lot better than we'll see what happens. But he's not lying. We'll see what happens. And we'll also go over what's happening in the Sun Belt Tournament as well. We'll get you updated on all the action from today's games as the men's side beginning. So far, so good. South Alabama fell to Georgia Southern earlier today, 76-71. We'll get to the final score. Louisiana was ahead on Coastal Carolina earlier, and it looks like it's going to be in the quarterfinals. Georgia Southern taking on number one seed App State, and it'll be the four seed Arkansas State on Saturday facing off against Louisiana. The next game coming up later this evening will be Texas State taking on the six-seed Southern Miss, and then our game will be the finale tonight. And again, 7:30 airtime, Georgia State taking on Marshall, the seven-seed, taking on the 10-seed. So we'll break all of this down for you tonight. Our pregame coverage begins at 7:30 with West Virginia and Appalachian Laborers District Council College Basketball today. That is presented by LIUNA, your workforce solution, WVLDC.org. I'm looking forward to it. But I tell you what I want to do. Let's go ahead and get our break in now because I want to talk to Luke Creasy. I haven't talked to him in a few days, and I'm excited to talk about the Herd tonight in the tournament. We'll also get the text line going this hour, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. That's going to be the number to be a part of the text line today. Yesterday was fun over at the Jack. I don't know if weeknights are going to be tougher for Herd fans than weekends, but I had the run of the place yesterday. And of course, a lot of people have gone to the tournament. Don't think that yesterday was going to be the example of what basketball, baseball, and softball and everything's going to look like here the next few weeks. You know, everything's being condensed kind of due to the weather and, of course, with the tournament as well. I'm hoping once we get into the summer months, a little bit deeper into the season, we'll see more on a weeknight game. Plus, it was the first nighttime game, and that was fun. The weather, they had a slight rain delay, but they got the game finished in plenty of time last night. The only thing that I hated was it was moved to 7 o'clock. I don't know what was the reasoning behind that, ultimately, to maybe take the chance and play it at 7. They got it in. They got the game in. But at the same time, I think it might have been better to start the game at 6 and then see what happens. Again, there's that term, see what happens. But I would have liked to have seen, because I think they could have gotten through the game mostly before they had the brief rain delay. But it was cool to see the lights last night, the light show. There are different patterns and sequences with the lights. So when there's a home run, the lights do different things. If there's an intro, the video, there's different things that happen with the lights. So it's pretty cool. If you get a chance to go to a nighttime game, do so. It's nice to have nighttime baseball. It's nice to have nighttime softball as well. So I'm pretty happy with everything so far. It was fun last night. And I was grateful for Ryan Crisp to join us. He got a lot of our questions answered yesterday. And he's a pretty good guy to deal with. He's the Associate Athletic Director for Annual Giving, Ticket Sales, and Fan Engagement. And what's really great about him is I can talk to him after the show, and if there's something I didn't get or if I missed or I didn't follow up with one of you, he's been a great outlet for me to get that information to you or to try to talk to you directly. So keep those texts coming in, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. I'm able to get that stuff to Ryan. If I don't know the answer, I'll get you the answer. So I just want to keep that dialogue and that opportunity for you flowing. Anytime you've got a question, if I can't answer it, I'll get you the answer. So don't be afraid. Ask whatever you can. Find me on X, formerly known as Twitter as well, at Paul Swan. So we've got you covered no matter what your questions are. But Ryan does a pretty good job. And part of his job is fan engagement. So hopefully he is able to reach out to you directly if you're not able to get an answer from something. He's the guy to go to. So I want to thank him for everything yesterday, hospitality over at the stadium as we got to do the show live from the stadium. That was fun. Hope we can do that again soon. All right, when we continue, Luke Creasy joining us from Pensacola, Florida. Tonight's Sun Belt matchup between the Herd and Georgia State. We've got it for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Thursday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Coming up tonight with a 7:30 airtime, Marshall face off against Georgia State. These teams just met last week with Georgia State getting the best of the Herd. Have things changed in a week's time? We're going to find out tonight, but covering the tournament for both the men and the women for the duration is Luke Creasy from HD Media. He joins us now. And Luke, I'm sorry you had to draw this terrible assignment in Pensacola, Florida. I'm sure it's got to be absolutely miserable right now with, 70 degrees and it's beautiful, breezy weather. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate that for you.
I mean, you described it perfectly. Pretty much perfect conditions, and then we'll go indoors for the game action tonight. But it would be kind of fun to play it outside. Perfect weather for it, but I reckon they'll keep it inside.
I'd do that. I would be on board with that. I mean, come on. We've played basketball in a football practice facility. Let's just play on the beach. Let's do it.
I think it's called volleyball.
I'm okay with that.
Who knows?
Beach basketball. I mean, if the Sun Belt sponsors it, I'm sure Marshall will too. I'm still waiting for that beach volleyball team that Coach Huff promised us.
Beach Forks. That's where it would have to happen, right? It can't go anywhere else.
I'm down with that. That's perfect. I always thought it should be on the sandy shores of the Ohio River, but I'll take Beach Fork as well. I mean, it'd be great.
Hey, either one would work.
I like it. And, of course, would we be in shorts and just tank tops covering that? How would that work?
I think that's the requirement, yeah.
I like it. Luke's my guest here. He is at the Sun Belt Conference Tournament in Pensacola tonight. The Herd taking on Georgia State. We just saw them last week. The Herd fell 82-79 in the regular season finale. That made Marshall the 10 seed, and Georgia State was able to hang on and keep the 7 seed in this one. What do you think we're going to see? We're 1 week removed. You know how Dan D'Antoni is. He focuses more on himself than the opponent, focuses on his team. What do you think is going to happen tonight? How much better can Marshall have gotten in a week playing against Georgia State?
I don't know if it's as much about getting better as it is just getting back into a rhythm. Because, you know, we've heard Coach say countless times that it's not been bad shots. It's just been that good shots aren't falling. And that goes back on rhythm and confidence. When you end the regular season on a 7-game losing streak, nobody's going to feel great about heading into the postseason like that. But talked to Cam Kerfman earlier today, and the reality of it is it's a blank slate. You're 0-0, and you have a chance to, if you can get on a little bit of a run, win 4 games and make something special happen. So I really think Marshall's just going to go out there and play free. I think Dan sometimes takes a lot of flack about, you know, it's about us, it's not about the opponent. But I think this week truly has to have been about Marshall. Because they're capable of hitting shots. We've seen it before in stretches, never as consistent this year as I'm sure many would have liked, but that team is still there somewhere. And I think I was talking to somebody else today and I said, I think if there is a matchup that Marshall would want in the first, in their first game of the tournament, it's against Georgia State, the team that plays similar to them. The team that they beat earlier this year, so you can look back at film and see what you did well. Came close to doing it again in that regular season finale, but ought to be a good one. It's always tough to see a team twice in the span of a week, which is what's happening tonight. But I'm sure it'll be an entertaining matchup. Georgia State kind of is who they are. They've been a middle of the pack team for a couple of years now. Finished a little higher this year than they did last year, but. I think Marshall, if they can settle in and hit some shots early, I say early because a fast start is going to be important. It's not a team that has shown the ability to play from behind very well. They usually get too far behind and then try and play catch up at the very end. I don't think that's going to work tonight. You're on a neutral floor, a place you've been before. So I think things, at least on paper, set up well for the Herd tonight. We'll see what happens on the court.
Matchups are going to be key, I think, in this one. Kevon Boyles, he's been leading the way for the Thundering Herd for quite some time. Right there with him is Obina Anachili-Killen. Obina has fallen off as of late, but it feels like he's starting to get that back. If Kevon's continuing to find good looks and can produce, and then you see Obina find good looks and actually produce, how far do you think this team can go? Because I always felt like Urbina in that stretch wasn't playing his best basketball, and that really hurt the team.
Yeah, I think when and when Urbina doesn't play well, then more pressure is put on Nate Martin to play well. And when he doesn't do both of their jobs collectively, then you start to see Kevon take a little more of the weight as far as shot taking goes. But I think getting the bigs going is going to be super important tonight. You know, it works when it works well. It's a thing of beauty. But the thing is, it just hasn't been there enough. You know, Urbina has taken a couple big strides forward. You know, he was called upon. He was never supposed to be this team's primary scorer. He kind of turned into it, turned into one of the leading scorers early in the season. And then, you know, I don't know if the pressure got to him or if teams just kind of figured him out. But he has taken, you know, the last three games of the regular season, took a big step forward. He took a few shots over by himself on a separate practice court at practice or at shoot around earlier today. And so, you know, I think he's locked in as well. And so I think if you get him going, you've got a better shot at competing against Georgia State. But the big thing is just getting shots to fall and limiting turnovers. We've seen time and time again, you know, Marshall could play great. Then they have a really bad stretch, maybe a 7 to 8 minute stretch where they're not hitting shots and the other team is. You can't let something like that compound. And that, I think, is going to be the biggest thing tonight. Yeah, talking to Dan in passing earlier, and he said, "Yeah, hope we catch fire." And I think that comes from a coach who believes the team can, and has seen it happen before, but just haven't gotten everything together of late. And that was evident during a 7-game skid. I don't think any Herd fan needs to hear that from me. I think they saw it themselves, but. Clean slate here in Pensacola, so it should be fun.
Luke Creasy's with me from HD Media. He's made the trip to Pensacola to cover both the Herd men and the women tonight. His first assignment, number 10 seed Marshall Thundering Herd, taking on the number 7 seed Georgia State Panthers. And looking at this matchup, we've seen this matchup enough, Luke. This is the third time we've seen this, and twice in a week span. So we know Georgia State well, and I think Lucas Taylor is outstanding player for Georgia State, and Tenari Lane, I think he's an outstanding player for Georgia State, and they lead scoring for the Panthers. But I'm still more worried about DeJuan Odom and Jaden Turner. Those are the two players that scare me the most for Georgia State.
Yeah, I think Odom is one. He's kind of the heartbeat of that team, has been for a few years now, and I think if you can cause some disruption at the head of the snake, then that'll give you a better shot. You know, Marshall's done it before. No reason why they can't do it again. But Georgia State also is a team that, you know, is playing with a little bit of confidence. They ended the regular season, obviously, with a win over the Herd. And having that head-to-head less than a week ago has to give them some confidence heading into this one. And so, you know, they're a team that can be – and I think this is true about several teams in the Sun Belt. They can be dangerous at any given time. And I think Marshall falls into that category as well when you look at what they've been able to do. But there are also times when they can be caught off guard. And I think that for tonight, I think Marshall's going to have to hope for that, hope to catch somebody off guard and then – capitalize on that opportunity. But certainly those guys, the Panthers, are going to be locked in ahead of this one, especially having that head-to-head win a week ago.
My guest is Luke Creasy from HD Media. He'll be covering the men's game tonight and, of course, on Friday. You got the bright and early one. Well, it's probably going to be bright and early for you after this late one tonight, as Herd we'll take on App State. That's going to be a 12:15 airtime here locally for us. That's going to be 11:30 a.m. tip for you tomorrow?
Yeah, 11:30 and 7:30 local time tip tonight. But I'm still it's only an hour, but I swear, Paul, it's messed with me more than an hour should these last couple of days. But, you know, part of the gig. But the women matched up against App State, and it was funny. Leading up to this week, I had said probably a team Marshall doesn't want to see in the tournament is App State, and that's who they open with. And Kim Caldwell talks a little bit about that today, because App gave them two tough games in the regular season. Lost by 12 in Huntington, lost by 9 in Boone, and those were probably two of Marshall's toughest conference games outside of James Madison at home, which, of course, was their only loss. But, you know, App State's a team that can play shot for shot with Marshall. And that's a scary thing if you're the Thundering Herd in the top seed, knowing there's a target on your back. But, you know, they got in last night, had their first practice and only practice before they go to play tomorrow. They're the first game of the day, which means they'll get to be on the floor a little bit earlier than some other teams will later on in the day. So they get an hour and a half to kind of shoot and get a feel for the arena, those that haven't been there before. And Marshall, you know, the women's team, they won a game here last year, won the opener over Coastal Carolina before falling to James Madison. And, you know, so they've had some success down here in Pensacola and looking to continue that, you know, with the regular season accolades that they brought with them, Coach of the Year, Player of the Year, and of course, Brianna Campbell being that third teamer. So, you know, and the benefit for them is if they do get a win tomorrow, they don't have to play again until Sunday. So you get a full 2 days off.
It's a great bracket for them. I like the App State matchup, and it might be a different opinion for some, but I want Marshall to be focused and have their attention squarely on that opponent. And if there's an opponent in this tournament that will get your attention quicker than anything, it's App State right now.
That's true, and I don't think you're far off. I think they kind of realized that App State was a tough, you know, a tough out in the regular season twice. and so, you know, they're going to be locked in. They did a film session before heading over to practice today. And, you know, I asked Kim what she wanted to see out of the girls today, and it was just lock in. So I think they're going to be ready. They've shown that they're going to be ready all year, and you know, certainly a fun one. And by the way, if the men win tonight, they would also get a day off tomorrow. Wouldn't play until Saturday night. So, kind of sets up well for the Herd teams down here in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Herd fans tonight. I know the crowds haven't been very big so far with some of the other teams. I'm hoping that changes at least for the Marshall fans. There's a huge fan base of Marshall fans in the Sunshine State. And, of course, you know, a lot of Herd fans have taken the opportunity to go to warm weather as well. So I look for a good representation of Herd fans tonight.
Yeah, I had some last year. And I would imagine there'll be you know, some more Kelly Green in there tonight. So should be fun.
Luke Creasy is with us. He is in Pensacola, hopefully for at least till Monday, right? That's your goal, be there until the championship game.
And I think that's the goal of both Herd teams, too.
I was going to ask you, the vibes are a little different from these teams. Kim is, we're in it to win it. That's just the vibe I get from her. We're locked in. We're ready to go. Dan, the vibe is, hey, we'll see what happens.
I mean, Marshall's playing with house money. The men are. You know, and they kind of talked about that leading into this week as well. Last year there was so much expectation and so much, you know, potential in that team, and, you know, in what was probably one of the better Marshall teams in a very long time. And of course you lose in the first round to Texas State. You know, one of those villains is now wearing the green and white and Nate Martin. And so, you know, they're going out there with nothing to lose. So I think that there's something to be said for that, and that can bring, you know, some freedom without as much pressure. And so I think that could be a good thing for the Marshall men tonight.
Just a factoid for you. You probably already know this, but Texas State eliminated Georgia State and Marshall last year in the tournament.
Well, there you go.
You knew that, right? You knew that, Luke. You knew that.
I was fortunate enough to be here last year.
Yeah.
Well, last year, I think I went to all but a couple games last year.
Okay.
But yeah.
So Nate should know. So Nate, he should know. He should have details.
Yeah. If he had some sort of secret formula, Dan's probably forced him to hand it over by now.
I like it. So
although I don't think he wants to eliminate Marshall this year though.
No. Like, hey, what'd you do last year to eliminate us so we cannot do that again? Those are the questions I would be asking Nate right now. I'm looking forward to it. Have fun. I'm slightly jealous of you only because you're there and I'm not, but I'm happy you're there. And it's going to be fun tonight. Hopefully we can talk about Herd basketball for the rest of the week with the women and the men. Wouldn't that be something? Championship games on Monday. Luke Creasy, courtside for both of them.
Yep. We'll hope for a long weekend of hoops.
Have fun in the sun. I know I'm taking you away from all of that beautiful weather and that sunshine. Yeah.
Nah, you're not taking away from anything. I'm sitting by the water right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting by the water right now. Yeah, here's the difference. I'm looking outside right now with a lot of people in our audience, and it's dreary outside, and somebody forgot to turn the air conditioning off here in the studio. So it's dreary, it's cold, and you're sitting there just sitting by the water. Sucks to be Luke Creasy. It's terrible to be you.
And I am not complaining about it.
No, sir. Have a good time. I will talk to you soon.
All right, Paul, we'll talk to you later.
That is my friend Luke Creasy, HD Media. He is on hand tonight at the Pensacola Bay Center in Pensacola, Florida, suffering, as you can hear, just the anguish in his voice as Marshall's getting set tonight to take on Georgia State. Third time. Hopefully it's going to be the charm for the Thundering Herd. This is the rubber match, and if Marshall's victorious, we'll advance to the quarterfinal round to take on James Madison, and that's going to be a 7:30 p.m. airtime here on Saturday with a 8:30 tip. More coming up on this edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Thursday edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Let's get back into our text line. We do that at 304-396-TALK. That's T-A-L-K. Or, here's the easy way to remember it, 304-396-8255. Yesterday, I was at Jack Cook Field for Marshall's game against Bellarmine. It was a fun time, and we had a conversation with Ryan Crisp, talked about a lot of things, and one of the things that came up was the reselling of tickets, and that's where our first texter goes. Texter says, Paul, follow-up from yesterday's show. The baseball stadium, from my understanding, has 2,000 seats, and if the only tickets available are standing room only tickets, does that mean Marshall sold 2,000 season tickets? Because you mentioned those people who had season tickets could resell them to fans who wanted to have a seat. As my understanding, the tickets in the grandstand, the bowl, are sold out. So all those tickets are spoken for. So if someone doesn't use a ticket from a game, they have the opportunity to resell that ticket, and there's an app you can get on as well from the official ticketing partner of the Thundering Herd. And they can put those tickets and list those tickets, and you can buy those tickets, and you can sit in those seats as well. But if you wanted to get one of those seats, you know, that's the only way you can do so right now. The standing room only tickets are the only option. And I believe it's 5,000 total standing room. The bowl seats are available through the resale partners. If the demand's there, hopefully we can see more seats in the future. The standing room tickets aren't bad, and you can bring lawn chairs. That's one thing that's nice. You can bring a folding chair, a lawn chair, and you can set up and enjoy the game that way. Now, there's going to be some growing pains when it comes to the stadium, you know, once the grass is all in, and hopefully they do more with the outfield. But as it stands right now, the resale market's the best bet if you want to sit in one of the seats, and if not, you can get the standing room only tickets, and I think they have some options there for you as well. Our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Our text line, texter says, Paul, I'm sure unexcited to see Georgia State again, but If it's a yawner, then I'll switch to the big yawner, the State of the Union address. I'm watching the game tonight. That's where my attention will be. I'm watching the game tonight. I'll get a recap of the State of the Union. I think that's what I would prefer to do. I'm just going to get a recap and go to the State of the Union on the news networks tonight later. Our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Speaking of baseball, the game on Friday has been moved up due to rain projected in the forecast. If you haven't got the note yet, the game against Southeast Missouri State, that was set for 6 p.m. That is going to be 1 p.m. now, and it's moved up due to potential rain in the evening. So the weekend start times are as follow. Friday, 1 p.m. Saturday is going to be 3 p.m., and that game will be broadcast here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And then on Sunday, that will be a 1 p.m. game as well. It was fun last night. I hope that you get a chance to go. I know ticketing is not. You got to get those seats through the ticketing app. The outfield, those seats are nice though. I mean that sitting area. If you bring a lawn chair, is what I'm saying. If you bring a lawn chair, those seats are nice. I'm trying to pull up some information. I'm gonna kind of get you that info for the ticketing, because there's an easy way to do it if you want to get tickets for the baseball game. There's that app, and it's the official ticketing partner of Marshall, and it makes it real easy. So if someone lists a ticket and you want to get that ticket, you can get it. So I'll get that information from Marshall, just so I can have a link to it, and I'll share that with you as well. If you don't have it, I'll get that information for you. So that's kind of what I'm looking for right now, is trying to get that ticket link for those that can buy tickets, either standing room or, of course, the tickets for the resale. Let's get our final break in. Give me a chance to find that information for you, because ticketing is going to be a big question for a lot of you. So let me get that app, that info for you. We'll take our final break, come back, and we'll get more of your text at 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. This is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Thursday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We're getting set for Marshall basketball coming up tonight. We go on the air at 7:30 as the Thundering Herd getting set to take on the Georgia State Panthers. And our pregame coverage will begin with the first look at everything you need to know about tonight's contest. And then the game itself, 8:30 tip here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and 93.7 The Dog. Our text line is still open, and that's 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. I found a link, and there are plenty of tickets available. SeatGeek.com, there's a link over actually on the Marshall website. If you go there, you can directly link to it, and that's going to give you the best snapshot of what you're looking for right now. And as I understand, there are club seats available, and there are standing room only seats available, but there are tickets that are available on SeatGeek, which is the preferred partner of Marshall Athletics. So if you're looking for a way to get tickets for the game, that's probably going to be your best opportunity. And as the ticket system lets you know, standing room and club seats only. Club seating includes outdoor and indoor climate-controlled seating, complimentary snacks, and a cash bar. And you can visit the secondary ticket partner, SeatGeek, for available reserve seats. So there you go. Just head on to the website. But that's how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to sell those things out. Those standing room seats are not bad, though. I don't think there's a bad view in that outfield. Now, last night was festival seating. Let me tell you, if you wanted to sit somewhere, you got in, and you just wanted to sit somewhere, you could have. Because that rain kept a lot of people away last night. And I hope that they don't push games too far back in the future. I thought that game was playable at 6 o'clock. That's just me. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not an umpire or game official. But if I was in charge of that decision, I think I would have just rolled the dice and taken the 6 o'clock start time and went with it. I think they could have got most of that in before they even had to go to the rain delay, which really didn't last that long. It wasn't that long of a rain delay to begin with. So I think you could have gotten through most of that before you had to stop. And that field, great. Drains, it's easy, it's great. So, can they get the rest of them in? They're moving the one game up on Friday to 1 p.m., trying to avoid some of that weather. Hopefully we can get past some of this. In the next few weeks, we should get past most of this. It's baseball. Rain's going to be a part of it. Just don't forget, basketball coming up tonight. We're going to keep that text line open for you as we get set for the Herd taking on Georgia State. And again, that number is 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. This is a matchup we just saw last week. Both teams are similar in what they do. Marshall's averaging 73.7 points a contest, while Georgia State's averaging 76.5. Marshall's giving up 76.6 a contest. Georgia State's giving up 74.4. It's an evenly matched game. Field goal percentages are about the same, 40.7 for the Herd. Georgia State's a little bit better from the field, 42.5. Three-point percentages, a little bit better for the Herd at 30.4 compared to 29.3. You go down the list and look at the stats. I mean, these are similar teams. If I just closed my eyes and you gave me the stats, I might not be able to necessarily pick out which one's Marshall and which one's Georgia State. Steals per game, Marshall's a little bit better there. Turnovers, Georgia State's better there. They only commit 10.6 a contest. The assist number is a little bit better for the Herd. You get even into individual scoring, and it's similar there. Voiles and Obina and Achille Killen, both averaging 14.6. And if you look at where they're ranked in the Sun Belt, 8th and 9th, respectively, because of a rounding error, a decimal point, because Kevon's played in more games than Obina. So there's a decimal point there that separates them in the standings. Lucas Taylor, and I mean, he's good, 14.3, but the guy I always keep an eye on is DeJuan Odom. Odom averages 12 points a contest. He's good for at least 5 rebounds a game, and he's almost good for 5 assists a contest. He is second in assists, first in assist-to-turnover ratio in the Sun Belt. He's the guy. You stop him, you have a good shot at stopping Georgia State. And Jaden Turner, he's 5th in the Sun Belt with 8.6 rebounds a game, and he has 5 double-doubles this season. He's the other guy that I'm looking to stop. I'm not worried about Taylor and Lane as much as I'm worried about Odom, and I'm worried about Turner. Those are the two players that concern me the most. And with Marshall, if Obina and Achille Killen starts to find his shot again and feels it, and then that's going to free up Nate Martin to do more of what Nate is good at. Nate's already 10th in the nation and rebounds at 10 per contest. He's also contributing at least a block a game. If you see him not feeling like he's got to go out there and completely score, and Obina is, honestly, if Obina is scoring more and Kevon is scoring more and you don't see the pressure on Nate, I think it's going to be fine. This was a closely contested game last time. Georgia State won 82-79. Marshall was in a hole, 12-point deficit, lost by 3 points, battled back, if Marshall can keep up with Georgia State and not have to play catch-up, I think we've got a game here. Marshall did outscore Georgia State 16-12 in second-chance points. Only 9 turnovers. If Marshall can clean up a few things, that's the term, clean up, I think we're going to be good. We'll talk more about it coming up. 7:30 is going to be our airtime right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and on 93.7 The Dog. I look forward to talking to all of you then. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
Retransmitting in Glorious FM on 94.1 W227VS Huntington. This is 930 WRVC Huntington, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting.